Tens of millions of years ago, an asteroid hit what is now the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. The event led to a global mass extinction that has been linked to the end of the dinosaurs. New research shows what that great disaster led to: a modern age of fish. 66 million years ago, the ocean was a different place. Sharks and octopus-like creatures were powerful. But scientist Elizabeth Seibert says there were other important species as well.
There were also many marine reptiles that were swimming around. And of course, there were fish. Absolutely, there were ray fin fish around. It's just that they weren't very dominant.
Ms. Seibert is a graduate student at the University of California, San Diego. She and her professor compared microfossil fish teeth and shark scales in sediment that dated before and after the mass death.
Basically, the deeper down you get, the older you get. So we looked at sediments from about 75 million years ago to about 45 million years ago, looking every 200,000 years in some cases, looking every 10,000 years in other cases.
Fossil evidence showed that the ratio of fish to shark changed sharply after the asteroid hit. Elizabeth Seibert explains.
We see that instead of having about equal number of shark fossils and fish fossils, we see that the fish fossils more than double. And that trend continues while the shark fossils stay approximately the same.
The study suggests that the mass extinction killed many animals at both the top and bottom of the ocean food chain. This permitted animals in the middle of the chain to increase their numbers. Those animals are the ray-finned fish that represent nearly all fish species today.
And they radiated into all of these newly vacated spots and possibly some new things that wouldn't have existed at all if the extinction hadn't happened.
Elizabeth Seibert says her next step is to go back to the microfossil record. She will try to learn from it how the fish dealt with other stresses in the ocean, like global warming. I'm Marcia James.